Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Grant Morrow from Expense Reduction Analysts. How are you, Grant?
I'm good, Sally. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Now, in WA, we have quite a rich startup community, and you're going to let us know what we need to know in terms of our expenses.
I am, yes. You're right. There is quite an extensive startup, and there's a lot of noise around startups. There's a lot of they're in the news quite regularly at the moment. So one of the things that struck me is that talking to a few of these and having a startup of my own as well, where do you go to get information? So generally startups are fairly excited about what they're going to do, you know, be it new computer programs or whatever, but when it comes down to what we class as overhead costs, or all these minimal costs, or not so much minimal, but all these costs that support the business, there is probably nowhere for them to go. I spoke with one group the other day, one startup, and the very first thing he said to me, he said, when we started up, there was nowhere to go, you know, no one to talk to. So they've floundered along a little bit for the last couple of years, to the point where, okay, they think they're at a point now where they're happy, but they really don't know. So one of the things that we can do is to help startups with advice in terms of where to go, you know, how much should you be paying, who are the suppliers around that we can source, et cetera, et cetera. So it's something that I think's lacking or being missing, and I believe it's quite a valuable service for them.
So what is one of the biggest mistakes startups make?
Probably, I don't know whether I'd call it a mistake or not, but probably startups are so focused on what they do and their greatest idea. So a lot of cases they may just run out and get the first supplier that they come across, particularly for overhead costs. And again, you know, take a mobile phone, you know. You just go down the shop and you buy a mobile phone, and you probably don't give it much thought in terms of, well, how much data do I need? How many calls am I going to make? Am I going to do international calls, local calls? Those sorts of things. So it's probably just an oversight, more so than a mistake, but I think it's an oversight that you can probably address, and along the way, probably, well, not probably, I know you can actually, you know, optimise your costs. Mm-hmm. So I won't talk the word minimise, but we'll talk the word optimise your costs to your particular needs of that startup at that particular point in time.
So let's talk about optimising costs. Do we need an office?
Do we need an office?
Do you need an office? Do you need an office?
As in a physical building?
Mm-hmm.
No. What do you need an office for? Look, and again, it comes back to what your startup is. Mm. As I said, I have a startup. We have an office at home, and we work out of the office at home. These days, with the digital economy, et cetera, it'll depend on the individual. But I wouldn't say it's something that you have to have. I know when we first started, everyone said you've got to have an office, and I said, well, why do I? You know, my office is my car, my office, you know, I've got my telephone, my iPad, my computer. What more do I need? But it will depend on individual situations.
Yeah. I mean, and you visit offices?
We do, yeah. The guys I saw the other day, they work out of the back of a shed. And they've got quite a successful little startup going. Others that I come across, a bit the same as me, when we want to meet someone, we go and have a coffee. And meet at a coffee shop or something like that. So again, it comes back to the individual and comes back to how much money they want to put into it.
So what's the next thing we need to know about the expenses for a startup? You know, if you're doing a pitch deck or an investor pitch or things like that, what sort of money should you be putting into that?
Look, again, it comes back to optimising, and I keep harping back to this word optimising, particularly around your core costs. So if you're a startup, you're not necessarily wanting to put a whole heap of funds into, something you don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
What you want is you want your working capital, I guess, going into what your particular idea is. That's what you're passionate about, that's what you're going to do. So all these other bits and pieces you need to optimise. The very first thing is to sit down and figure out what you need. And I can't stress enough, figure out what you need. So figure out the quantity, the quality, the frequency, but also figure out how much you can spend. There's nothing like over-committing yourself to something and then turning around further down the line and find out you've got a contract that's written for, 3 years and you can't get out of.
Mm.
So the very first thing I would suggest is figure out what you need, figure out how much you can spend. Once you understand that and you've got a clear idea of that, then I would suggest you go back and you look for the different suppliers out there. So there's multitude of suppliers. Some will supply part of it, some will supply oversupply, be too much for what you're looking for. And there are organisations that can help you do that. Can help you go out and source it. It might be local, it might be international or whatever. But figure out who your options are. And once you figure out the options and those people who can meet what your objectives are at the start, then sign them up. Make sure if you're going through a contract, you read the contract in detail. If you don't understand it, get legal advice around it. And then once you've done that, monitor it. So just, again, I know a startup, it's people in startups are passionate about what their core business is, but it's also important to understand where your money's going and what you're actually getting for your money. So monitor it on a regular basis. Again, if you don't have the time, you don't have the resources, there are organisations and people that will do that for you, or can do that for you. And then the very last thing I would suggest is if there is multiple people in your startup, making sure everybody's on the same page. So everybody knows who we're buying from, everybody knows the reasons we're buying from them, and everybody actually buys from them.
Mm-hmm.
What we do see in some cases is, yes, we've decided to go with a particular supplier, but then employee X, he's got a good mate down another supplier, so he'll keep going down there. Organisation doesn't know what they're talking about. I've got a good relationship. He gives me free passes to the footy, this type of stuff. So making sure everybody understands and everybody's on the same page in terms of where you're buying from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very last thing, I would suggest you set some KPIs around that particular supplier.
Mm-hmm.
So what's important to you? Is it delivery or is it ease of invoicing? Is it ease of paying your accounts? Set some KPIs that you can measure them against over a period of time. Mm-hmm. If you don't set the KPIs, you can't measure them, and then you won't necessarily know whether they're performing or underperforming.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably five tips I would suggest that people think about, or at least give it some thought when they're getting into a startup or before they start it.
Mm-hmm.
For those already in a startup and they want to go back, the same lessons apply at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And having that solid business plan.
It all links back, yeah. So everything's aligned. But what we see in a lot of cases, as I've said before, is that we're all excited about what our core idea is, and the other stuff tends to get left. It gets left or it gets pushed off to someone else to go and sort out, mm-hmm. The secretary or someone else. And before you know it, you could have some bills that you're not expecting.
Mm. So. Yeah. All right, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. The next question I need to ask you before we do go, how can people connect with you?
Look, I work for a company called Expense Reduction Analysts. They can go onto the website. There is a link on there where they can connect with the organisation, or look, they're quite happy to drop me an email at gmorrow.expensereduction.com.au. No, there's no AU on it, sorry.
Okay, .com.
Or look, by all means, give us a call on 0415 203 575.
Wonderful.
Look forward to it.
Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio.